Blaine and Ellison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Welcome to
today's best hits without the rap. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday.
Analysis from someone who really cares.
96.3 WDVD.
What's on your mind we'd really like to hear?
Dr. Steve, we missed you these last couple weeks.
We did.
I haven't heard that jingle for 2 weeks now. It's been so nice.
It was a rough 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Last week we played the Pearl Jam version.
Oh, see?
Therapy Thursday!
Wait, you don't have that on your iPod?
No, it's not my ringtone either.
It should totally be.
It should totally be your ringtone.
I can make that happen for you. I can MP3 it to you. You'll be rocking like Dawkins, dude. It'll be awesome. It'll be so cool. All right, so Dr. Steve is here. He's a psychologist. He's got an office in Birmingham. He's also an author. He's kind of a big deal.
What did you guys do last week without me and both doctors?
Gave some sage wisdom advice.
That must have been rough for the people.
The people were very satisfied, and they were like, wow, this is what clarity's like, huh? You like that?
Yeah, that was good.
That was pretty good.
Well, let's go listen to the tape, Allison. I think we ought to check that out.
I think it's still on the podcast.
All right.
Most podcasted bit of the week, yeah. I think. Yeah. So we got a situation from Tara. Or Tara, I don't know how you want to pronounce it.
Tara says, "Dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, will you please read this for Dr. Steve? I'm currently in an argument with my older sister, and I would like some help in figuring out how to deal with it. She is mad at me for continuing my relationship with my ex-boyfriend, even though we have been broken up for more than a year now. I'm 28 years old, and I feel like I can have a relationship with anyone I would like, even if he's much older than me. He is 42. But she says that she doesn't have a problem with me being friendly with him, but she doesn't like how we are friends. She says that I'm too dependent upon him and that I haven't learned anything about myself and my role in this relationship falling apart. I think, for one, she should mind her own business, but I also think she makes too big of a deal out of small things. Get this. Her big problem with my relationship with him is not that he abuses me or that he's a bad guy. Her problem is that I call him when I need some advice. While we aren't dating anymore, he's still a very wise person and he helps me a lot. I feel like I still get a lot of positive things out of our relationship and he has helped me accomplish many things over the past year. So why is this wrong? He's a very nice guy and he would never hurt me. We only broke up because our age difference was too big. I think my sister is just being controlling. How do I get her to see that this is none of her business and to let me do what is right for me? Thanks, Tara."
313-298-9630. If you would like to be a junior psychologist, now would be a good time to call in and share with us your sage wisdom. You've been holding a lot of sage wisdom in you since you weren't here last Thursday,
yeah,
Allison.
No, I was still doling it out, though.
Yeah.
People approach me through the email.
The Twitter?
All the time.
Just the universe comes to you, right?
Yes, yes. I never take a day off.
Person in like Bloomfield's holding their head. Oh, I've got a problem. I wish Allison could hear it.
And then I say, it's like the Batman.
The signal.
Signal in the sky.
Then they call me and get a real appointment later. I straighten them out. But
he cleans up my mess. I don't. First of all, I don't know if you can ever get big sisters to butt out. I am one.
Yeah.
I have no intention of ever butting out.
That's for sure.
So if you want to be in a relationship with someone I don't really like, you'll probably always hear about it. So I think you just need to work on yourself, Tara, and not let those people get to you because they're probably not going to shut up.
So Allison's advice, Tara, it's your problem.
No, it's not that it's her problem. It's just I don't know that you're going to get big sisters to butt out.
That's
so
true.
What you have to do is just kind of develop a callus to it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from a good place. We usually just feel like we're trying to help you. You should probably listen to us.
Dana, what do you think?
I think that she sounds maybe smarter than her sister. I mean, she says, okay, it didn't work out, so I go to him for advice. Maybe she's a little jealous. Her sister's a little jealous, too, because maybe she's not coming to her for the same kind of advice.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
She's the older sister. Maybe she used to go to her for advice, and now she doesn't as much, and the sister's kind of feeling left out, because I don't see a problem with the fact that she still stays in touch with this guy. She seems to kind of have it grounded.
It does sound that way. 313-298-9630. What advice would you give Tara or Tara? I never know how to pronounce this name.
I usually say Tara.
Tara? Okay.
I usually, but I don't know.
I kind of agree with what Dana's saying.
I definitely saw a jealousy issue, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I you know.
I don't see any problem here.
But I just don't know that you're going to get her to stop being jealous or stop butting in or stop.
I don't think so either.
And that's just part of your relationship as a sibling. I mean, it's funny because we have issues up the waz in my family. I've got issues with everyone, not in a bad way, but I mean, for the longest time since I'm the youngest, I did not want to hear from anyone. Oh, Blaine, you should. No. Shut up. Just because you're the oldest doesn't mean you get to tell me what to do. So I can kind of feel, I get what she's saying, you know?
Yeah, well, you're different because you don't really feel like you want to get your hand in all of your siblings' issues and fix them. Whereas I...
You, on the other hand...
She doesn't really make a move without me.
You're all helping Facebook friends 24-7.
I'm all helping Facebook sisters 24-7. You live downstairs from me. Now I can really keep an eye on you.
It's amazing there still are problems in the world with Allison.
You know what? Good point.
Yeah, with all the work she's doing. Right.
So true.
I'm doing good work out there.
Mother Teresa? Allison. I mean, right there.
Unless, of course, she's not always right on target.
Who would suggest such a thing?
Who would?
Let's talk to Angel, our first junior psychologist this morning. Are you a big sister, Angel?
I am a big sister.
All right, so what do you think?
I think that Tara needs to sit down and have a conversation with her sister and say, you know, as much as I appreciate your opinion, I need to make my own mistakes and be my own person. And, you know, I mean, my brother dated somebody that I didn't like for a while, and he had the same conversation with me, and I learned that, okay, he understands what I'm saying, but it's time for me to back off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a very grounded response.
I kind of thought along the lines of what you're saying, Angel, and then I played it out in my head of Jill saying to me, I'd kind of like you to butt out.
Then what did you do?
And then that'd be adorable. I'd be like, well, that's not going to happen, but I appreciate you trying. I also don't think that I'm going to, if someone's a nice guy, I'm not going to be bothered by age difference. You know, I just want my sister to date someone that's nice to her.
Right.
So, you know, if someone's nice to her, I don't think I'm going to get involved. But I do think there's something to, you're right. You are absolutely right when you say, Angel, she absolutely should have a conversation with her sister. And that being said, I also think that she, you know, change the things you can, accept the things you can't.
Exactly.
When her sister won't change, then just in one ear, out the other.
Yep.
And, you know, let it go.
My sister up north, you know, I'll start telling her about something, and she'll be like, she goes on like a 15-minute diatribe of how I should handle it. And I'm just kind of like, uh-huh, okay.
Older siblings do that, and it's probably really annoying, but comes from a good place.
Yeah.
So, but older siblings do that. Younger siblings don't do it to the older ones, but older siblings feel like they have this.
Oh, once in a while I do.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
John and I have some interesting conversations where I hold a symposium.
Symposium.
I'd be like, all right, John, sit down in your chair. This is going to take a while. 313-298-9630. Kim, what do you think?
Well, I think that the simplest thing for Tara is to realize that she can only really control herself and her reaction to her sister.
Yep.
And that she's going to have to probably be careful of what she shares with her sister, and because her sister is going to give her opinion based on information that she's giving her sister.
Yeah, and that kind of sucks, though, too, doesn't it? Because wouldn't you like to be able to share everything with them and then know that you're not going to constantly be getting a symposium thrown at you like my poor brother John?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's going to be Tara setting some boundaries with her sister.
Yeah. No, you know what, Kim? The sad thing is I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the older sister.
So you know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate the call.
Thanks for the advice there, Kim, then, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, with older sisters, you're just going to get it.
You're going to get the advice whether you want it or not. Yeah. Let's grab one more. Hey, Jessica.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I would say she should consider, if she's only going to that boyfriend for advice on everything, does she get input from other people? Maybe she is kind of too dependent on him.
Here we go. Keep going.
So,
Dr. Steve likes the cut of your jib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other thing she mentioned, they only broke up because of the age difference.
Yeah.
But that's like kind of suspicious to me. That like, it seems like there should be more to a reason to break up. And if that's what she's saying the reason is, I kind of wonder if that boyfriend dumped her and used it as the reason, and she's just clinging on to that as the only reason, but she's still has feelings for him.
Jessica, we may have a winner.
We like you, Jessica.
Yeah.
Dr. Steve's eyes are lighting up. Let's see what Dr. Steve says. Jessica, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. I just got jealous of Jessica.
Yeah, see,
I was
going like
to say what Jessica
sister.
Said. Jessica, I'm going to give you a talking to.
Dr. Steve.
Well, I like some of the things Jessica said. So my thoughts on this is, first of all, I don't like the argument that it's none of her business. It might not be her business, but the problem is we always use that argument when it's something we don't want to hear.
Yeah.
If it's something we want to hear, we're all for it. So, you know, if this emailer didn't want to have any contact with the ex-boyfriend and the sister was saying, you know, you really shouldn't be talking to him, she'd be like, I love my older sister telling me this stuff.
Yeah.
So whenever anyone uses that argument, I just have a problem because it's really just, we use it when it's, I don't want to hear it. So, you know, that sort of loses a little credibility to me there or something. Someone's going to stick their flag in the ground and say, look at this.
Yeah.
Okay. So really what she's saying is you don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have to understand, as the points were made here, that people who care about you are going to give their opinion. That's what they're going to do. You don't have to listen to it. I mean, you don't have to agree with it.
Right.
You can listen to it. But it's our choice to be in control of what we want. But people are going to. Because we also use that against them. Because if things go horribly wrong, we say to the people who care about us, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you do something? My point is we always use two sides of the fence there. So understand people are going to give you advice or input, and you should say, okay, what do you have to say? Then I can do what I want. But the interesting thing I think about this is, and this is what I got through Jessica there, what she was saying is, we can't just dismiss it. Does the sister, we don't have to agree with it or do it, but as anyone saying, does the sister maybe have a point? What could the point be? It's easy to get distracted with, hey, it's none of your business. We have to at least give it credence and say, why would the sister be saying this?
Yeah, is it like she replaced her father with this older guy that she was dating and now she comes to him for fatherly advice or something?
We don't know, because that word advice is a loaded word, because sometimes people give us advice and it's terrible advice. Sometimes people give us advice, it's good advice. We across the whole spectrum, but we throw out that nice sounding word that I'm getting advice, but we don't really know what the interaction is like. So I would at least want to hear what the sister's point of view was.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the example I give of it. You know, if I come to you, here's two different ways I can come to you for advice, Blaine.
Okay.
One is I say, you know, I'm thinking of buying a house. And I got a realtor. Mm-hmm. I've looked at several houses. I've looked at the neighborhood. I got a mortgage. I've got all these things in line. I've done all this stuff. But I'm really not sure between this house or this house. And I'm just wondering, I've done my pros and cons. Is there anything I'm missing? Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm missing anything?
Right.
That would be me coming to you for advice.
Right.
Or I say, you know, I think I need a house. Can you help? And you say, get this one.
It's called the internet, dude. Look it up.
Right. But if our relationship is the second one, where I'm not learning it, I'm not doing any of the work, I'm not, you know, that is not advice. That is fully making all the decisions for me.
Yeah.
The first one is what I call advice. I've done all of this work. I'm just...
Am I missing something?
Am I missing something?
Right.
Versus I want you to build it all for me. Build, you know, so in that example, the house, build it all for me. That's really building. That's not advice giving.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's what's going on here. I'm just saying I get worried about when she says it's advice. We don't know what category of advice she's getting here. So what I would say to her if she was in my office was, all right, first of all, stop saying none of your business. Because that's just a situational thing you're using. But second, listen to your sister. Is she making a point? Because people have a good... So hear it. What is she trying to say? What is she trying to say? If it's something Allison would say, just reject it. But
hopefully she's sleeping.
Well, just listen to it, because people often have perspectives we don't know. And we don't know here if it's good advice or bad advice she's getting.
Well, it's like I mentioned, you know, I mentioned the sister up north who, you know, goes on to these speeches. And here's the thing. A lot of times, though, there's been something in that speech that'll stick with me. And I'll be like, you know what? She was probably right about that.
Yeah. Yes. And here's the thing about family. Actually, everything is their business.
Right.
And, you want it to be that way. They're your family.
Right. Yeah. You want them informed.
But when we just throw out and say it's none of your business, then something's not, you know. If you want them to care for you, then they're going to give you advice. But listen to it. See if there's any nuggets in there. We could reject it later, but this feels like she's hiding under, it's just good advice from a nice guy. Maybe, like Jessica said, it's controlling. Maybe it's bad advice.
Right.
Maybe she's not moving on because he's got this Svengali hold on her.
Yeah.
And she's not meeting a new nice man.
So just, you know, don't reject things. Listen. Take some time to hear the people who care about you.
Yeah. Cool. Dr. Steve, thank you very
much.
Dr. Steve. Check him out online, drstephencraig.com. His book is The Six Husbands Every Wife Should Have. And you could check that out online through amazon.com.
Blaine and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDBD.